Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
All right, thank you. Appreciate y'all coming into the roundtable today, man. Talking about what's going on around the world. Y'all think these street cars equal to fasten up as the best fast some of these race cars? You think that all got something to do with when you race, how you race, and do safety play a part in it, man? We've been having a lot of talking going on this week over through the city about safety and, you know, street cars and, you know, taking them out to the street, street cars calling out track cars and track cars calling out street cars. So we're going to open up a discussion today, man. Y'all call in, let us know what you think. B, you out there?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? What's going on, Grudge World, man? It's Wednesday. We out here, man, at the round table, handling our business out here, man. Just doing our thing. We really need to get ready to go to the lines here in just a minute, you know, and see what everybody got to say. But before we start off, man, y'all already know. Grudge season is here, knocking at the door. Before you know it, things are going to be kicking off. People are going to be flying. The checks are going to be opening. Things are going to be going on. Man, I just can't wait to see what's going down. I really can't wait to see. I really cannot wait to see what's going to happen in 2015. The year is going to bring us. We're starting the year out pretty good. We got all kinds of tracks opening up across the world. Across the nation, you got the, well, I know they count the free Mardi Gras, but I think they still hosting up the, down there in Hattiesburg and Hub City. If a lot of y'all can make it to that race, y'all can go on, y'all. That's where they'll be at. Doing out there, I think that'll be Monday or Tuesday or whatever, but other than that, we got the first race down here for our Texas people. It's going down at Kennedale, Batman. He's going to be hosting that show. We got a lot of what I heard. It turned out to be a pretty nice event. We already got some locked-in races. No boy, you know we love some locked-in races. Yeah, I heard he got some pretty hard hitters going to be there. Or like Tree Man going to be in the plate. You know, I think I heard some people from out of town supposed to be coming up pretty even a blind Tree Man with a race. And y'all know a lot of y'all love to see Tree Man get a racing. And here it goes. It's going to be Promar against Promar. We're going to see who's going to put up and shut up. I think it's going to be the Bumblebee, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's going to get it on with. Maybe we can get Tree Man to come on later on during the show, maybe inform us about some more about that. You know, I know it's going to be a lot more heavy hitters. Galen is going to be in the house. There's going to be a lot of heavy hitters, man. A lot of people coming in and beating across the world. There's going to be a lot of heavy hitters. Then right after that, we got all roads lead to Texas. Tracy, it's a hundred y'all. All roads lead to Texas. Y'all already got that thing buzzing. It seems like it's going to be doing good. A lot of players coming, a lot of real, a lot of hard hit players coming down from the East Coast. You know, I see Tony Wright on that thing. Going to fly. Sound like he's going to come out and do. I know he caught a lot of smacks. A lot of people on 29. Ain't nobody going to be safe. I know it's going to be a lot of hard hits down there, man. Right? It's not going to be safe. I can't wait to see how it's going to turn out to be. But anyway, we're going to stick to the script. And I know it's a lot of people out here with a lot of cars. Some people call them street cars. And they really full-blown race cars. And, you know, you got all types of things going on out here in the world, in the race world. So we really need to kind of go to the line and see what people have to say. And then one thing I am going to say, safety. You did put that safety in there, Charlie P. And safety play a major, major part in the Grudge game. Even has to do with yourself and the track. Because the simple fact is, I don't know. I know a lot of people have heard already. It's been out there on Facebook, you know, and all across YouTube, across all the social media networks, that we got us a local track here called Yellow Belly, better known as the Gut. Man, and a dude went out there, man, and didn't have no fire extinguishers. The track didn't have no fire extinguishers. Man, it just wasn't a good deal. Safety was just not high upon D that night. A man's car hit the wall, flipped over numerous of times, and the car burnt, literally, when I mean burned down, it literally burned down. They could not stop it, could nobody stop it. So safety is a real big deal about that. I'm glad the man had got out. I can't remember his name. I think his name was Danny or something. Sharky, what was his name? You remember his name?
Yeah, I believe it was Danny Duckworth.
Yeah, Danny Duckworth, you know, I know it's kind of hard out there for him. You know, when you put all your hard-earned money and your effort into your cars, man, into your stuff, man, put a little safety behind it. Please put a little safety behind it. Get you a fire extinguisher, man. Put it in your car just in case the tracks don't get there to you quick enough. You can handle up on your own. They even got the whole fire system that go out through your car, you know, go out through the car, through the engine compartment, through the trunk. You know, it's real. I know a lot of people spend a lot of money. You know, a lot of people spend a lot of money on, man, I got me a new nitrous system. I got me a new transmission. I went and bought me some brand new tires. I got me some new slicks to get on somebody's ass next week. But, oh, boy, when you're trying to get on some ass in your car, don't want to do the same thing it did last week, you're going to wish you had you something to cover your own ass. And that's what you call safe. So make sure you got everything up to par. You know, I know a lot of tracks these days, some of these tracks are really stepping up, you know, and taking a lot of people. So, you know, make sure y'all got y'all, you know, seat belts and everything up to par. You know, bottles, you know, nitrous bottle need to be up to par because them things do burst, you know, and it's not going to be a pretty sight if them things burst, you know. It's just really not going to be a pretty sight. So, and then we're going to stick to the script on street cars. We got a lot of street cars out here portraying to be, you know, street cars. We got that, you know, street outlaw thing out here. I don't really like that thing. But, you know, we're gonna get on that subject too. We're gonna see what the line got to say about that too. We're gonna hit on them too. We ain't got no problem with drawing down on nobody. But until then, Charlie P, go to the line, see what we got going on out there.
Man, we got a lot of people on today, people. We ain't got no hands raised. They must be scared and they need bushes.
Well, even though we got a topic now, y'all, don't think that we got to stick on the topic. I get people call me all during the week, every day, want to talk about lock-ins, want to talk about race. And I told them, man, save it to the show. Where some of them people at, man? Y'all come on out them bushes, man, and really see what's going on. And if y'all don't want to talk about it, no, y'all don't want to get down with the street car, let's talk about who want to draw down on somebody tonight. We're going to keep this thing going on. Ain't nothing to do it but to do it because we on here. We live. We live. Why? We still ain't got nothing going on out there, Charlie.
Let them know. When you press 1, you want to say something, press 1. Raise your hand so I can open up your mic. Don't be quiet now, baby. You've been waiting all week. And there's been a lot of talk since Sunday about everything. So y'all come on now and chime in. Let us hear what you got to say. I'm going to roll through the line. You can keep it open. You keep on talking. I'm going to roll through the line and see what I can come up with. 817-7075. Who got on the line? They still mute. You can start our field, baby. We can get them. Call I can get.
You say what now?
You keep on talking. I'm going to go down through the line, screen a few calls, and see what I can get.
Yeah, but anyway, but we're going to keep on talking. Yeah, like I said, we're going to keep on going on with this thing. Now, you know, so a few things that I do be seeing. I hear a lot of people start steady complaining about who need to be on the street, who need to be on the track, and this and this and that. They're going back and forth with the deal. What's going on? I personally don't understand why in the fact do we still have people steady talking about let's do anything. Even want to do anything on the street when
the whole ordeal about it being it's illegal. You know, we can get to the street where it's a more safer environment instead of going down the street where it's really not a safe environment to be going on down the street on trying to do no fast numbers, and everybody want to go fast, and everybody want to go fast, want to do it in a different manner. But sometimes, man, the street is not the way to go. We need to get away from that street. If you want, some people say they got street cars. Some people run, you know. So I see a lot of street cars. Whoop up on some race cars. Some of them just don't have enough. Some of them do have enough. Some of them need to stay in their place, and some of them don't. You know, but you know, that's just how the ball bounces out here in the grudge world. They got us out here tonight. I really wish somebody come on and trying to hear me out, see what we got going on out there with our topic, you know, something like that. We still ain't got nothing going on out there.
No, B, I'm having a problem with my phone, man. Every time I go into the chat room, my phone drop off the system, so I don't know what's going on, man. We got a lot of people on here, but we ain't got nobody talking. 14 callers, and ain't nobody saying nothing. They just sitting here listening to us talk.
Uh-huh. Well, ain't no problem how it is sometimes. Sometimes nobody really have nothing to say. But, you know, until that time come, boy, but when that time come, we're going to really see what time of day it is about the whole situation, regardless of the kind of car, the caliber of the car, or anything. It ain't going to be none of that street stuff, because we really, truly are really drag racers, and that's what we love to do. It's just that we have a topic here today that we do run across, and I just wanted to discuss it and see what we had out here today. I guess ain't nobody really want to talk about that thing, so I don't really know what... Unless we're going to go out and down here through. So many people called me out during the week and want to know what's going on about what race and who's locking me in this. And I get a lot of phone calls all out during the week. And we can't get nothing going on tonight. Something's wrong. I just don't understand.
Well, I tell you what, B, since you a racer, let me ask you a question. What do you feel like most important with safety when it comes to you getting down the track?
The most important thing to safety about me getting down the track. I need everything to be safe. I need everything to be safe in my car. Yeah, cause we ain't going down the track. I done been in a wreck before, and it just wasn't pleasant. So, you know, make sure my first thing first when I get in my car, or really before I even get ready to take my car out to the track. The first thing I do, check the car up. I make sure all my folks are tight on that thing. Make sure we ain't got nothing wrong with the tires. You know, I make sure everything's straight with the alignment, my seatbelt, everything right, and helmet straight. You know, I make sure I ain't got no crazy holes or nothing, because, you know, inside on my fire suit or nothing, because I don't want that fire to get up on me. I don't want no problem. I done had some fire get kind of close up on me, and it's hot. I mean, it's hot. I don't want it up on me. So, safety is pretty high on my side. Shorty P, you already know, which you being part of the crew, we pretty stay on top of that safety ordeal. We ain't gonna never get off of that.
Right. So let me ask you this. So when you take your car out to the track, do you feel like, as a racer going to a track, there's certain things certain tracks should have to ensure the safety of all the racers and not just you?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That's what we pay our money for, to even go to the track, for it to even be safe. You know, of course, you know, we sign a waiver. I know you pull in the track, I know you sign the waiver, but that's what tracks, you know, supposed to have. You know, that's why tracks have hammer lands pretty close, and, you know, have 2 and 3, 4, you know, fire extinguishers around, just in case anybody has any fires and things. You need to get those out. Need to be able to control the situation as fast as possible.
Right. Hey, well, let me ask. Well, we're going to roll to the next one, too. Well, now, what you feel about the street cars? You feel like a street car might have an advantage over a track car, depending on where they racing it? As they say, like, say, if a street car called you to come out to the street, do you feel like that car has an advantage over you? Well, sound like my host done fell off too, man. We'll tell you like this, man. We need to get some people on this line pressing one so we can open up this Grudge Talk Radio. Not the Grudge Listen Radio. We got a Grudge Talk Radio. Press one.
I'm back. The phone. Yeah, everybody have a conversation with these phones. Now, what you saying again?
I was asking you, as a racer, do you feel like if a street car calls you out to the street, do you feel like that car has an advantage over you, being that you mainly do drag strips, you know, out at the track? Or do you, and vice versa, would you feel like you have an advantage over that street car if you call them out to the track versus you racing them on the street?
Oh yeah, most definitely. If a car is on the street, it ought to have an advantage over you, because the simple fact is that's where he raced, that's where he made his setup to be, to take the trip on the street. I have my car set up to take a trip on a prep road, you know what I'm saying, which is versus called the racetrack. So with my setup and my tune, and I might get out here and try to make it down the street, and it just might not work as good as I need it, and vice versa. With a street racer, of course, if I got a man who race on the street, he want to come to the track, hey, yeah, I'm gonna draw straight down on his head. What you want to do? Come on out here, because I know he ain't gonna have a tune. He's not gonna have his car set up nearly the way I want. I'm gonna have my car to take the trip, because consistency always gonna beat what's going up against it. You're not gonna win. So. But then again, you never know. That's what we out here doing. It'll be a grudge. It's a gamble. Stuff like that happens. I went out there to the Street Outlaws myself. You seen what happened. They said people are not ready for the street. And here we go. We took my car for example. It's a full-blown race car. Never been on the street a day in his life. It was born to be on the track. I keep it on the track. They called me out and said, let's do it on the street. My car never been down the street. I took a gamble, I put it on the street, what it do? It got up there and it went straight down Broadway. So sometimes you never know, it's just the luck of the draw. Sometimes you just got a hell of a chassis that'll get you down the lane. And that's what we got going on with these days in this time. See, sometimes we got some people who got the best of the world of having a good chassis and an all right motor. And some people have the world of having a super badass motor and having all right chassis. So, you know, you never know what you're ever going to run into. Every race, somebody is going to have an advantage over the next person, because everybody's application and setup is not the exact same. It'll never be the same. It's not designed to be the same. You can have some similar type parts, but you'll never have the same setup or application.
Right. So, in the same turn, do you feel like you got an advantage on them when they come to the track? And basically, what the a lot of the argument was is that when guys from the track come out to the street, they always complain about the conditions. But when you try to get those same guys that basically race on the street and get them to come to the track, they complain about, no, they don't like going to the track because they street racers. Now, everybody believes that getting your action back in grudge. Now, how you look at that situation, that you'll go out there and race them, but they won't come to where you comfortable at and race you?
First of all, we're going to go on, set the tone, and let the truth be known. We already know what you're talking about. You're talking about how the Street Outlaw people race. And you already know that's what you call a sack of shit, because the simple fact is we much obliged them people with racing on the street, and none of our cars, and they did it at a surprise. We only had like an hour, 2 hour notice. Nobody had any test hits or anything. So we just came on out and we did what we did, and now none of those guys want to oblige us again and do it with us at the track. So we already kind of know, but how do I feel about it? I think it's a bunch of BS. I really think they should really come on and let's do this thing and not talk about, well, we was at the track and we did it at the no prep track. No. That's not how it works. Come on, do it. Come on to a grudge event like how we do our thing. We went to y'all thing and did y'all. how y'all do y'all thing on TV and do, you know, and this how y'all set up and, you know, set up y'all cameras and set up how y'all, you know, this how y'all set up. And we successfully went out there and performed and did everything they wanted us to do and race how they wanted us to race. And hell, and what's so bad about it, we race with TV money. So that's mighty funny, you know. So I never seen that happen. But anyway, you know, they could come.
And for y'all out there listening, you don't know what TV money is, it's like Monopoly money, baby. Basically, it's Monopoly money. Yes, sir. So let me ask you this too, B. When you feel like you're going out to the track and say like some of these guys take these, you know, these more faster cars out to the track. Nowadays, you know, it's not like when our dads and granddads was racing, just press the nitrous button and make it go. The cars, the systems, the how they working is getting a lot smarter. Everything is evolving. So do you feel like the tracks and the promotion and the way, you know, the whole grudge scene goes should be evolving with it? Or do you feel like, you know, it should be where it's at now? You know, should it stay stagnant, you know, and not continue to upgrade itself?
Oh, no, most definitely it got to upgrade itself. That's the only way the grudge racing world is going to even last. Things you got to upgrade. You got to evolve with what's going on. So if it's not, it really will bring a lot of the tracks down for them not to even try to accommodate races and the things that they need to do, because grudge racing is becoming a real popular sport. We got people in the NHRA and PDR and all that type of thing. We got people who are doing a lot of this stuff, and they are trying to really kind of step their foot into racing, and they light up the board. And, you know, we as a grudge racer are no-time racers, and we do not light up the board by any means necessary. And now we got guys out here who love to light up the board now trying to come on and join us as in grudge racers and hang out with us and talk smack with us. And, like, it's all cool, and that ain't what they normally do. So, of course, it's going to evolve. I see it evolving, and it will evolve. It don't have a choice to evolve, because this grudge racing thing right now, man, it's a very powerful sport right now. And a lot of people are grasping to it. A lot of people got their ears and their eyes, and they even want to join in to it. So it's going to be a real successful thing here in the near future.
Right, right. So let's listen up, grudge. Where if you want to join it at any time, man, press 1 and let us know what you think about this. But also, be like you said, a lot of those racers are coming from brackets and you know, and lighting the board up. So do you feel like, I mean, them lighting the board up and racing how they race and then transferring over to the grudge game, do you feel like they scaring some people off, or do you feel like, you know, hey, get up there and it's all a gamble, run with your bronc and let's try it? I mean, how do you feel about those guys coming over to the grudge game? Do you think it's a good thing? I mean, does them flashing their numbers tend to scare people at times? What you think about this situation? You went mute on it, baby. Where you at?
Okay, like I was saying, I had hit mute. But anyway, like I was saying, man, grudge racing, it's not good, because grudge racers are no-time racers, and our time are like sacred to us. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
The fact of a guy to come in, and I'm just gonna give a round of a number. We got a guy to come in and runs a 5:20. You see what I'm saying? And he's a bracket racer. He always jumps up 5:20, always running 5:20. And here you go. You know your car can run a little bit faster than the 5:20. But also, here we go. We got bracket guys. You never know. Are they on the edge with their motors, or are they just cruising through? A lot of guys who run a bracket have major motors, and their cars are just really just set at to with the speed that they want them to run. So, of course, I really think that'll really hurt it, because the simple fact is it's turning into, well, we seen that car run 5:20s, and here you are, you run it, and you run around that car. So that means you run faster than 5:20s now. Who wants to run
right.
Someone who don't know, nobody in drag racing wants to lose. Nobody. I don't want to lose, but, hey, I'm down with it because I race. I win some, I lose some, but don't nobody want to lose. That's the number one deal. So, and you, with you, it on your mind that you're going to lose, you're not going to get up there and fight that fight.
Right. Okay, but check this out. At the same token, see, I'm one of those guys that I bracket race and my car run a 520, but I still like grudging. You know, we all get into the grudge game because we like racing. We all get into the grudge game because we like talking north to each other. We all get into the grudge game because we all set up our car and this is what we want to do with it. So in any shape, form, or fashion, you feel like, hey, this is what my car does. This is what my car runs. And this is what I'm going to bring to the table. Now, at any point in time, if you feel like you can't beat that guy or you can run faster than him, why you going to stay away from him? Or, you know, sick somebody on that you feel like a little bit more in his class. Because it's just like, you know, boxing. Everybody wants to get into it. But not everybody wants to do it. So at some point in time, yeah, you might back up and be, I see you fell off. But what I was saying was when you fell off, all of us want to get in the race in some kind of way, shape, form, or fashion. So because that guy is flashing a 520, do you feel like he should not be able to race in the grudge world? Or should you just keep him around somewhere, you know, and put somebody on that you feel like is more like in his class?
I would like me to be present. I'm not going to race nobody who I just got to kill, I got to be flexing on. I done that before. I'd rather race somebody in my class. I'd rather race somebody in my caliber. That's what I would do.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, we got, hold on.
Man, we got a lot of guys on this line, but we got not.
I'm getting text messages right now. People telling me to open up their mic. You don't see their hands up.
Tell those people to press 1. I cannot see you want to say anything if you do not press 1. You press 1, that will alert me that you want to say something. I will gladly open up your mic. Matter of fact, I'm going to go down the line. And I'm going to ask
Listen to me. Open up 214-8358.
Tell me the mic is open.
Yeah, you open up. It ought to be T-Mac.
8358. Yes, sir. 8358. Who we speaking with?
What up,
214-8358. Who is
this?
What's up? What's going on? Who are we speaking with?
What's up, Shawty Pete? This T-Mac. God damn, you can't hear me?
T-Mac, what's going on, baby? You ain't press 1. I can't see your hand up, man.
I already know, man. We got some shit tied up on the line, man. We've been trying to hit one, but it wasn't going through, so we text King B to get us in, man. Try to help y'all out, man. What y'all got going on here? I hear y'all talking about them showing times and not showing times shit. What's the bid?
Well, we just, you know, we like a lot of bracket guys try to get into the thing, man. And, you know, how you feel about a guy that flashed his time trying to get into the grudge game?
Me personally, you know, but as far as the fan-wise, they might, you know, enjoy the action time. But as a grudge race, I feel like it's fucking up the hustle. You know what I'm saying? And if you got your not showing the time is the biggest, you know, it's so sacred in grudge racing. Well, see, we the type of people, if you a couple tens faster than us, we think that you a couple tens faster than us,
somebody sitting close to the computer or something. You chopping up real bad, T-Man.
Hold on, let me see. I got this damn background noise, too. Yeah, I hear me now.
Well, we can hear you.
Yeah, I hear me now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, man, but your time, that's so sacred, man. That's the most precious part, you know what I'm saying, of the game to me. It's, you know, it's the thought of beating a motherfucker. You know, if you sit up there knowing why the people flash their time and shit, man, to me, they just boring. You know, I don't knock nobody who do it. If I go run a right. You run I might could convince you to come run. I mean, you might could convince me to come run me. But if you show your talent, I'm seeing you four, five, ten faster than me. That's stopping action. And when you stop an action, that ain't good for the game. We're trying to create action. So we need to keep that that curiosity out there, man. Curiosity was what got my fuckers going.
Right.
So if you got a person that come in, especially if you got a class race, he come in running a 450. And you have seen this man run a 450 consistently. Now, he may have some on his car, he may not. But the point is, if you find a 480 car that has seen this man run that 450, you think he's going to race it? But everybody at the track want to see this race. But you can't see it because he didn't flash his time. And the dude don't want to fuck up his hustle, or he don't want to get his asshole blowed out if they go from A to B without a red light. You know what I'm saying? So it, to me, it ain't good for the game.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, teammate. What about it being all a gamble? Like they say, sometimes the fastest car don't always win.
Hey, you 100% right, but it's just what I'm just looking at the whole big picture. You know, a person that's consistent with the trees, pretty much his car gonna do what it do normally. Man, 9 times out of 10, a person ain't finna hardly jump on that top. Unless you go find somebody that's running, unless you go find a 4 second car to run that 450 car, and you got two class racers who light the board up together, let them race. If they both light the board up, let them race and let's gamble on it.
Right.
But a no time car and a car that's lighting it up, I don't think that's good for the game. It's just me, you know. I mean, but it do happen. I'm not knocking nobody if they go feel like they can make a hit them a lick, go get your money the best way you can. But me personally, I don't think the girls game need it.
Right. Right. Well, we're going to go to the next call. We finally got somebody else up. Let's see what they view is on this here, man. Because we've been on here, T-Mac, 30 minutes, man, and we ain't got a single person besides you to raise their hand. So we finally got somebody else. Let's try to see what they got to say. 469-0640. Who we got on the line? 469-0640. Who we got on the line?
Hey, man, it's Puller, man. I'm just listening in right now. I'm just getting in.
Well, what's going on, sir? You got something you want to weigh in on the situation today?
No, I'm just trying to give me a big car out of there. King B know who it is.
Well, let the world know. Who is it that you want?
I don't want nobody. I want me a big car. I'm trying to get me a big car. Out of all this bruising, I'm get a big car together, so I can get in the game.
Okay, well
ain't
let
no
me
big car. Ain't no big. That's why I said hold it. Ain't no big car. It ain't a whole lot of big cars. It all these cars small these days, man. All these cars small. That's why we came up with trying to figure out what's the difference between street cars and real race cars. So we got a lot of people out here saying, man, they are street cars, and these cars are fine. They look like race cars. On the outside, they look like street cars. On the inside, they race cars. That's what I'm really trying to get a hold to. The world out there ain't really trying to let me grasp a hold of nothing. They sleep. They just don't know. I got something up under my sleeve. They just don't know. See what I'm saying? Because nobody want to talk to them, but they sleep. The whole world, let me tell you, ain't a whole lot of big cars out here. That big cars are disappearing. Big tires and wheelie balls are disappearing. Small tire with no wheelie balls are almost the way to go. That's what the world is trying. That's what the world is going to. That's what's going on. So big car might not always be what you want, man. Might not be always what you want. You might get you a big car and put yourself out to fight. Then what?
Oh, you know, we're going to work on it. It's all falling in place.
Okay. What kind of big car you want? We get you in the hunt. There's some people out there that got some big cars to sell. For real.
You trying to take my money real fast.
I ain't trying to do nothing. I seen the post earlier and say, you want to know how you build a race car? Had a handful of money. Throw it in the middle of that motherfucker. you going to go fast. Drop your pile of money in that motherfucker. Drop your pile of money in that car. That's how you going to go fast. Yeah. Gonna tear that up. You're going to burn that money. That money going to go yonder way. So it ain't got nothing to do. What I got going on, what I'm trying to do. I ain't trying to do nothing. I'm already I'm already racist. He said, that's what you trying to do. So you trying to go on and get into work. You need to get into work.
Well, Paula, let me ask you a question. So you say you're looking for a big car. What's the difference between a big car and a street car to you?
It really ain't no different. You know, I got some little things going on. King B know it. I just don't talk to everybody. I ain't going to talk to the world. I'm just going to come do what I have to do.
Okay, well, I understand that too, but what's your opinion of the difference of a big car and a street car then? Just your opinion.
All right. Well,
it ain't no right or wrong answer. It's your opinion, how you feel.
But really, right now, my motor's too little.
Oh, man.
So I'm trying to get our way right.
Mr. Gamer Man, what's your definition? If you see somebody if you go to the track, how do you classify a big car when you see one? Oh, that's a big car right there. Yeah, that's all I'm trying to figure out. When you see one, what you say? Do you see? Oh, that's a big car right there.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna get off these 20 and jump to some 29.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just trying to add. Don't let me change your mindset. If you want to be a big car,
I'm gonna do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, ain't no difference in between you. If they're a big time car, silly boys, that's a big car.
You know what? I'm just trying to go fast, faster and faster and faster. Y'all know how I go.
Mm-hmm.
That light shit, you want to feel some more shit.
Right. Okay. Well, after this, Fuller, what you think about safety? Where did that lie in your book? Since you want to go faster and you're interested in buying parts, what about safety? You interested in buying any of that? Or are you worried about going fast first?
Nah, everything. I'm gonna do the whole package. I ain't gonna half step when I do it.
Right.
Okay. T-Mac, you still out there with you and D&D over there? What y'all feel about that safety over there? Y'all run. Y'all off promote. T-Mac, you still out there?
T-Mac fell off.
Oh,
no, T-Mac probably had about 20 people online with him.
I sure want to get him back on, too, because he's a promoter, and I want to know how is he feel about the safety and what would he do to make sure safety is a part on a big half if we were to travel down there to Arkansas and have us a wreck. You see what I'm saying? How would they handle their business or keeping us safe on the track? I sure wish T-Mac would have fell out. If you can get T-Mac back on, that'd be a real good thing. We're going to get T-Mac back on. We're going to ask again to see how what he got going on. If you can get T-Mac back online or who else got their hand up out there, see what we got going on. We can keep it rolling.
Man, we still ain't got no hands raised. We got people been on the line almost an hour listening, but ain't nobody willing to talk.
What was
T-Mac number?
Huh?
What was T-Mac last for? Was it 5863?
Nah,
8358. Okay, let me see if I can find him in here. I don't think he called back just yet. Yeah, I don't think he has.
You know,
0273. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Somebody must have woke him up.
Who?
We got a few people with their hands raised, but we're going to see if we can get some more people interested in this conversation.
Uh-oh.
I believe it's 972-8753. Who are we on the line with?
Trouble. Come in.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord.
Who is this? Who? Excuse me. I'm trying to get my mic clear. Can't hear.
Get it right, driver. Get it right.
I can't hear my headpiece is messing up. Who is this on the other line? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, that Mr. Trouble. Come on.
What's up, Mr. Trouble, man? What kind of trouble you coming on with today?
Man, I just called in just to see what you guys had going on. I see y'all talking about street cars and this and that and so on and so forth.
Yeah, we going on down.
What's going on there, Mr. B? Mr. Shouty P?
What's going on, bro?
I know one thing. I know you can give us a whole lot of talk about this, too. I heard a lot of people talking about drawing down on you, boy. Yes, sir.
Man, yes, sir. You know.
Yes, sir.
I'm getting used to that. Everybody want to draw down. Why is that?
Hey, man, that's the whole difference. Do people think you got a race car or a street car?
I got a race car. I don't drive mine on the street. I got a trailer and a truck.
Mm. Okay.
You know, I drive for a living, so I ain't even fake the funk and get out there and call myself having a street car and try to do no street racing and get jammed up and lose my license and go into bankruptcy and foreclosure and everything else over there. So
going to panic mode. All types of shit going on.
Yeah. When you drive for a living, you don't have a street car. You got a race car.
So you got you a race car over there. So how you?
Yeah, ain't no need of faking.
Ain't no need of faking.
Not at all.
Trouble. That's right. How you in your race car pertaining to some safety? Why are you in your race car trying to do some racing?
Well, safety, you got to make sure everything is up to date, for one.
Yeah.
You know, right. Everything in that car got dates on it.
Yeah. You go buy that meat, it got dates on it too, huh?
Yeah, you're going to get an expired stuff off of that, which I think some of, you know, still might be safe, but. Hey, when your life depends on it, what you want, something expired or something that's up to date? When you barrel rolled in that car, and your car rolled about 8 to 10 times down the track, you want something out of date or up to date holding you in? I want something up to date because. I don't want to let it loose while I'm flipping over, you know, I've seen a lot of guys don't even have fire extinguishers in their car. And, you know, I have had to put somebody's car out that was coming up the return road that was on fire. I got my fire extinguisher, I put their car out.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, if nothing else, if you don't have nothing else safety wise in your car, have you a good roll cage? Because that's going to save your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't recommend, man, I tell you another thing that a lot of folks don't think about is a seat. Have a good seat.
That's a good point of view, man. That's a
you need to have a good seat that's going to hold you in place. Because you got some of these little fiberglass seats you can put in there, little cheap, cheesy seats. Man, everybody had them, I mean, before they came out with the Kirkies and stuff.
Yeah.
Man, that Kirky will save you. I know. Yeah. I'm living proof, man. That Kirky will save you. I had a wreck and had one of the little fiberglass seats, and man, I slid to the side, hit the roll cage, and with my head and I was holding the steering wheel, so my ribs hit. It cracked two ribs, had a concussion.
Ooh.
All because of that seat, man. That little fiberglass seat everybody had. Man,
I
took that mug out.
I had my wreck. It did me some justice.
Yeah, that seat, man. A lot of people don't even think about that. But that Kirky seat, you get that seat, and you strap in, you ain't going nowhere. You know, that's an important thing to think about, too, having a good seat. It's going to hold you in place.
Boy, if you ain't said it, if ain't nobody ever said it, I done listened to a lot of shows, a lot of people said a lot of things about a lot of different safety tips, man. And I swear I ain't lying to you. I ain't heard nobody say, get you a good seat. Get you something good.
You got to have a good seat.
And make sure it's bolted down right. Make sure it's bolted in there.
You got to have bolted down right. And you need to have your seat belt bolted to that cage so it ain't going to let you go nowhere.
Yes. Yes, that goes some new tips. That's what I'm talking about right there. I'm glad you came on in and gave the world some new stuff, man. Cause I ain't heard nobody say that right there. They talk about all the bad things out there, but they ain't saying nothing about that right there.
Make sure you have a shut off switch on the back of that booger. You in there knocked out, the car still running upside down. You need to be able to have somebody, when they run up to you, first thing they can do, go there and hit that switch, cut the power off, cut that fuel pump off that's flowing all of that. You know, the big fuel pump flow a lot of gas, man. You need to be able to cut that fuel pump off, cut that car off. You know, first person going to get there, might get there and about, you know, you're going to have, you wreck out on the big end, you're going to jump that fence and be over there in less than 5 to 10 seconds. Well, you ain't got nothing on the back of it to cut it off. They got to try to stumble around there and find your switch on the inside. Man, ain't no telling what might happen.
Right.
Need that switch on there to cut that power off.
Mm-hmm. Sure right about that. Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Trevor, we sure appreciate you, man. We're going to get down to one of these next callers and see if we can get a few more people that's chiming in to say something.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going back on mute.
Whenever you feel good, you jump on back in.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Also, Grudge, who you want to draw down on, I cannot leave that out. I know trouble,
but I can't.
Trouble. I know.
You know I always do, man. And
I know.
I got a whole list. I got a whole slew of motherfuckers I want to draw down on. Let me give my old bucket ready. I ain't trying to call nobody out. I'm ready because when I call them out, I'm going to let them know when I'm going to be at the track so they can all come over there and get ready.
I tell you what. Just give me a little razzle-dazzle and tell me who ain't safe.
Well, you got a lot of them ain't safe. You got
Ronald.
I'm about to tell you.
Okay, now.
You got Ronald Walker, Sleepwalker, of C-Town. Oh, he's not safe at all. You got Stacy, Racing Stacy. He's not safe at all.
Racing?
You got Chin. Yeah. You got Chin and his little loudmouth driver. He's not safe at all. You got Junior over
what's
there
that
with Tupac Garage.
What's that loudmouth driver now?
Brandon Barnes.
Not as government.
And you got Junior over there with a two-car garage with a little Chevy Love truck. He ain't safe. See, I got a whole list of jokes I got to go down on hard and heavy because, you know, man, I got to represent correctly because I'm from Oak Cliff, America. And that's how I'm
doing that. Oak Cliff, America, in these people's face. I cannot believe it. Hit mob
repping straight out of Oak Cliff, America. Hitting mob for life, baby.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Already. If you don't know, now you know.
If you don't know, now you know what Trouble talk about. He want to know for 2015.
It's gonna be a good year, man. We gonna do some hot riding around here.
Good God Almighty! I didn't know.
Now you know what I know.
That's right. You goddamn right. Now y'all know what Terry knows.
Yeah.
Anybody out there feel like that you just super safe and you feel like Terry just ain't hitting on shit, please press one.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you somebody else ain't gonna be safe this year either.
Who?
Your homeboy that was on here, D and D. going down on their ass too.
Boy, if y'all on here, y'all better hear us. T-Mac, y'all better hear us. Get back on.
Yeah, yeah, I know that. I bet they want to push the one button now.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
He seen it go off big shot.
Yeah,
they
lit up real quick.
Did I crank the show up for you?
Yeah.
I knew somebody was going to shake the bushes up. Get them folks out the bushes, yeah. Shout P. Get their ass out the bushes, Shout P. Somebody.
2-1-4.
Shot safe. Get them out tonight.
214-7328. Who we got on the line? 214-7328.
Well, it's just Key. I was wondering when something was going to happen.
Uh-oh. We got Lady Key on the line, man. Y'all don't know, man. She might tell y'all something about yourself.
I'm going to go on mute.
Because, I mean, I thought I was at a round table with men, and ain't nobody put their dick out yet, so I might as well lay my own table.
No, she didn't say ain't nobody pull their meat out.
Did your phone light up?
Shout it, P. Who was this talking about the meat?
Hey, man.
Oh, don't worry about who talking about the meat.
Who are you on here talking about the meat?
You're behind that. I'm behind the scenes.
Already. Well,
you ain't seen that behind the scenes.
You come on the radio show trying to do some high powered regulating.
I come from a good team that regulates. I mean, I'm behind the scenes of King B. You know what I'm talking about?
I do understand. That's a good team to be behind.
You know, well, I don't know about all that, but you know, I'm a bad kid up.
Man, safe tonight, y'all. All right, now.
Well,
somebody say safe tonight.
King B, you got your cheerleader.
Huh?
Yeah.
Cheerleader, nigga, I'm about to give you one.
Dang. Ain't nothing wrong with having a cheerleader to come on. And she said, "And get your meat right."
All
cheerleaders ain't got pom poms. Hey, what are you cheering with if you ain't got the pom poms? You already told her what you're coming to take care of. What you cheering with?
I got a lot behind me. I'm cheering with.
Okay.
Good alpha.
I copy that. That's a good alpha. She said she got a lot behind her to cheer with. Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Lord, could I have mercy? Lord,
we so appreciate you chiming in, baby. We so appreciate that.
Oh, man, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, you just got quiet. You act like you don't want to be a driver.
And I had to click over real quick. I'm driving right now, y'all. I'm driving.
Yeah, I am too.
So I'm at work right now handling my business, so I had to put y'all on hold momentarily while I took care of the business.
Well, you had your background up there. She handling up on the show for you while, you know, you over there on mute, you know.
Yeah.
She did that.
Yeah. Man,
we got one more ready to chime in.
Who we got coming on to the round table? Who got to get over there and shake ass about the bushes?
214-1193. Who we got on the line? 214-1193.
What's up, man?
What's going on? Who we speaking
to?
This is Brandon.
Uh-oh. That's the little scrub I told you about, man. The driver.
Oh, that's the driver?
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
Uh-oh. I'm going on mute. Let y'all discuss this. You at the round table, Brandon. The man says your ass ain't safe. He said you're a
loudmouth
driver.
Hey.
It ain't safe.
Last motherfucker you, my, got fucked up.
B, he already know. I done told him, you know, I ain't going to tell. I ain't putting nobody out there on Front Street that I ain't already told already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, I'm waiting on you, man.
Okay. So you ready now?
I'll be ready in about a week, so I'm waiting on you.
Okay. All right. That's all I need to know.
Hey, that's
good information to know.
Yeah. You know how to read me. I know how to read you.
He said a week.
Yes, sir.
A week. I hear a week trouble. Sound like he's trying to cause trouble in a week trouble.
Yeah, I hear it then. I know I ain't ready. I ain't even say, I told you up front I ain't ready. You know, I just had to let you know who wasn't safe around here this year.
Oh, okay.
Bro, you saying the right word.
Feeling it. It's Yeah, I was just letting know. I ain't about to, you know, be out in a week, but I will be out soon.
But tell them that your shit is. That's what you're not telling.
What was that?
Tell them you're spelling the word.
What'd you say, Mr. Brandon?
Tell them you're spelling the word wrong.
What word am I spelling wrong?
Don't got two E's. It's an E and an A. W-E-A-K.
Oh, that what you got? Wow. Okay, it's all good. It's all good, too. That's all good, too. I wouldn't be so hard on myself if I was you, but, you know, it's all good. As long as, you know, you're coming out to fight. I don't care if your shit weak or not, you know. Hell.
Wait a minute, Brad. What'd you say you got?
AK.
Yeah.
He said he got a week for his weak shit to come out on your ass.
Yeah.
Lord.
Come in on this topic, man. All that. That street car without a K. Bro, that's the stupidest shit ever in sight.
I don't know why Juggle won't get out there and go fast with no cage. That don't make any sense.
No, they all see what happened to the yellow belly when that bitch slipped.
He didn't have no cage.
Yeah, he did.
He had to have a cage because he was on his roof.
Yeah, he had one. I'm just saying they ought to see what can happen though. If he didn't have a cage, he'd been burned up in that motherfucker. He wouldn't be able to come up out that shit.
I can tell you firsthand, that cage stage of life, man.
Philip, you roll.
And when you put that helmet on, run that strap right through there, man. Because I put my helmet on, but when I was sliding on the side, it pulled my helmet off my head.
I have my stuff on.
Have all that on, man. And have you a good roll cage. That saves your life, bro.
Yeah, I'll tell a joke in a minute to put a good roll cage in that.
Yeah, hard to play with. You think these motherfuckers are when they slow. Anything can happen to you. Your life is at stake.
Okay, yeah, Brandon,
a whole bunch of jokes.
Let me ask y'all this, because I asked B the same thing. These cars are evolving, and these cars are getting faster. Do you feel like the tracks that we go to should also, the safety equipment that they have or don't have, should be evolving right along with the speed and, you know, of these cars? Do you feel like the track plays some part in safety on their end?
Hey, you know, before I answer that question, I was going to ask you, that's what I was getting on the show for, because I was going to ask you the same question. Because we supposed to dance this, right?
We can't really hear you, Brandon. Speak up.
that's why I got on this show to ask y'all to be that question, because we spoke to Dan this week, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay, we supposed to dance this week. So, is it a problem if we switch tracks?
I don't have no problem with that.
Okay. But I ain't boycotting the tracks. Okay, but I really know where y'all going with this topic, and we all been going there since we were young, and since we've been old, we've been racing, we've been real foolish to go somewhere that don't have the proper safety equipment. But like these cars catch on fire, and it ain't nothing to put these fires out. Even if that guy would have had a fire extinguisher in his car, he's so banged up, he trying to get out of the car. He ain't worried about getting no fire extinguisher. So
right.
That wouldn't have happened at all, because he's trying to get up out of there. So, I mean, a fire extinguisher in your car is good at times when you are able to get to it. But at the same time, it don't work all the time.
So whose responsibility is it for your own safety? Or do you feel like the track is responsible for you and your safety?
No, you got to know. It's your responsibility first, but if it's out of your control, it's the track's responsibility.
Yeah, if you have an accident, they need to have the proper safety equipment. If nothing else, they say they fire extinguishers at Yellow Belly wasn't even working. I have a fire extinguisher out there on the cart in the middle of the track that don't work.
Not working. They ain't had none of them.
Yeah, see that's even worse. You need to leave at a track itself. Go down the track along Kennedale or Denton and see if you don't see a fire extinguisher about every 100 feet on the back side of the wall.
That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. That's what we're trying to get a hold to. So who's really in the fault? Where do we draw the line?
Well, on that deal, the driver had the rig, but the track still should have had proper safety equipment at the track, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're paying for when you go into the track.
Yep.
You pay. You're like when you go to a track, like Kennedale. When you pay to go in Kennedale, they take some of that money and pay the ambulance. You paying for the safety. And if they don't have it there, that's bad business. They need to have anywhere from 5 to 10 fire extinguishers on hand at the track, which I'm quite sure now that car done burned up. You go out there this Sunday, they're going to have them there because, hey, it happened now. But I don't even, like I said, I told somebody earlier, I don't know, even if they got down there, that car blazed on up pretty good.
Yes, it
so
did.
He has something else going on. Well, when they turn over, he might not have had that check valve in the gas tank.
I
might
just
had a hole.
Check valve on or the other side not capped up.
Yep, might just had a hose coming out of there for the breather. Because he has fuel coming out of somewhere.
It was coming out fast.
If you pay attention to the car
when Jay Schaefer slow it down, you see coming off his trunk back there. You see a stream run off his car. And when you see it start to run off his car, the car say boom immediately. I say, Lord, gonna have mercy.
Yeah, you know that racing gas is very, very flammable.
Oh,
so
yeah.
you gotta That's another part of safety right there that nobody never think about, that check valve. You got that breather hose on there, but you got to have a good check valve with that ball valve off in there. So when it turn over, that ball pop off in there and close it off.
Mm-hmm.
That's important, too. That's another part of safety.
Man, a lot of people that we got online right now don't even know that. And that's some good advice.
Yeah,
that, a lot of people, they don't even know that.
Yeah, that's and that it doesn't even cost that much.
Oh,
but you see right now, that probably would save that man's car.
Mm-hmm. I ain't going to say how much I heard he spent, but he was up there. And Lord, to have mercy, I'd have broke down the tears to watch my money burn up like that.
Yeah, you know, that check valve may not be about $20, $30, man.
I finally got the motor back.
And that could have saved that man car if that's what happened. You know, I can't say that's what happened. I wasn't there, but if that's what happened, that's a $20, $30 part.
Of course, who said it? I make the money and I get it changed over.
Hey,
yeah,
so hold on right quick. Hey, meet your mic.
Ain't that stuff so less than now?
Hey,
Charlie,
hear me mute that mic.
I'm
trying to find it.
I used the rest of the money that I got from y'all and bought it. Mute your mic, Sydney. That was something running hot. The damn top wasn't even tightened up on that. Man, I'm telling you, That's why.
You found
it, Shotty P? Whoever it is on the phone with Trouble.
Yeah, Trouble, get your people to mute the mic.
Yeah, I got
it. Get them off or something. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. All right.
Hold on, man. We got another call. Let's chime in. Let's see who this is. 512-7656. 512-7656.
Hey, what's up? Hey, I'm just chiming in. I'm on a conference call, but I want to chime in. That's a good subject. Just chiming in. That's a good subject talking about that safety stuff and fire extinguishers. That's good. Just one thing, like say, some people take for granted. We all think about going down the track with, you know, some of the stuff about when stuff just happened all of a sudden, especially fires, man. I think everybody really needs to, you know, step the game up and make sure they have some kind of fire equipment in their trailer, in their car, and, you know, be aware of where they are around the track. So when people sometimes running down there, man, people sort of know where they're at and kind of help the guy out, because that was a pretty nasty fire, like everybody's saying. And, you know, hey, we need to step a game up, take care of some of the safety stuff. So.
All right. I came for that. That's a Tommy Doll, y'all. The governor. Texas, man. There he is, what's going on?
I got a conference call. I'm going to go back on mute call. I got a conference call on another line, so I just want to take a moment.
All right, boy. You good now. That's a Tommy Doll, y'all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The dog.
You can say. What else we got out there, Charlie?
That's about it right there, man. We got a few more people on the line, but we ain't got no hands raised. We got a few people that's been on here holding on, just listening the whole time. So we appreciate y'all for being on here, but we need y'all to raise your hand and chime on in to the subject. Let us know what you think, who you want to talk down on. Quit being so quiet and in the bushes, then be all on Facebook, tough texting.
Yeah, anyway.
You know, it's funny because it's when you go to races, man, it's Texas and it's everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Trevor? I don't think some of these people around here understand it because they ain't got out of, you know, just going around to these local tracks. Some of these guys won't even venture to Houston, you know?
Yeah.
It's just what's out there for, you know, to offer as races, man. The race game is a lot bigger than, you know,
Texas.
Kennedale, Denton, the Gut, Crandall when it was open. Man, if y'all get on out and venture out, man, you might find a little more, you know, more of your huckleberries. You never know. You might find a little more people to slide their Shaweenie in.
Yeah. Ooh. It's a lot of racing. There's a lot of grudge racing going out, especially up in the Midwest, up north, and out on the East Coast, and right there in between, right there, Mississippi, Tennessee, down in Holly Springs, right there by Memphis.
But you know what?
You know, with that Mississippi,
you know what, man. They and them guys, they get up there and they race, and they race each other. And a lot of these guys, I ain't gonna lie, I see a lot of it, and a lot of it is they don't want to race down here. A lot of these guys just say they want to race. A lot of people have a lot of, and what's so bad about it? It's a shame, man, because Texas, man, we got some of the baddest cars around the world.
Yeah.
Like, literally, we got some of the baddest cars around the world, literally, man. You see what I'm saying? But they don't want to travel, and they miss the action because they don't know. They always listen up to the hype. All these guys ain't fans of what y'all think they are. Get out there and go
nah.
Tell some of these guys. You know what I'm saying? Quit saying that you want to race and go on race.
So what you trying to say? What you trying to say, B? They pump faking.
Man, they pump faking like a motherfucker. Man, they pump faking. That's why. excuse me. That's why the other week I came up with the lock-in deal, man. Get the lock-in going because that's what's going to make it official. I don't want you talking about, oh, I'm going to be at the track Friday. We're going to race. And here it comes.
Yeah.
End of the damn night. We don't never race. I bet your ass put up 250 on 1,000, 500 on some, on 1,500 or something like that. On the race, and you gonna put money up. You ain't gonna wanna lose that money. You gonna get your ass to know you gonna learn. You can fix your car. You gonna do whatever it takes to do what you got to do so you can go and get out there and you gonna go on race. You don't wanna lose that money. That's what gonna make it. That's why I said gonna do the lock in and make it gonna make that race.
Yeah, that'll change your mind when you got that 500 you're gonna have to pay because you done locked it in. That make it real to you then.
Yeah. A lot of guys don't
want to
Man, I ain't got all that kind of money to pull up on the race. It ain't got to be that much. Put your 100 on it. If you really want to race, put that money on the wood. That's going to make it all the way understood. You don't want, like I said at the beginning of it, don't nobody want to lose.
Well, you know the lock-in, basically the lock-in, is because like when we were trying to race last weekend, everybody know about that. They say I was doing a lot of hot side online, which on Facebook, which hell, I probably was. And that's what I do. But we trying to get it locked in and all that. But you know, you lock it in because you got to go buy gas. Racing gas ain't cheap. You got to go fill your bottle. Then you got to fill up your dually to pull the damn trailer to the track. You out of money. Before you even get to the track, you're out of money. So you want to lock something in, because if you're going to bring your car out there and you done bought gas for your car and fill your nitrous bottles up, and you know, some of these jokers run two bottles and then they going to make two or three passes, they got to have four, five, six bottles filled up. That ain't cheap. Then you go to the Smiley's or somewhere and get you 5 gallons of gas and pay $75, and you go out there and you ain't locking in no but $100, $200. If you get paid the lock in, the park out, you ain't doing nothing but breaking even. You know, it ain't like you done made no money. And they don't even see that. You ain't making no money. You fill up two or three bottles and buy some gas, you at $200 already.
Yeah, they don't understand man.
You're in the negative.
Yeah, you're a devil. You'll never get all our money back behind the deal.
Nah, you go. King B, you in the negative because you still ain't counted the gas you done paid to get to the track.
Mm.
And how much you done paid to get in the track. You in the negative. Still. So, man, yeah. You want to rush somebody. It's good to get that punk out understood.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's somebody that's gonna be humbugging around.
Yeah.
And it'd be good to get somebody else to hold the punk out.
Yeah, Yeah, y'all get that money. Yeah, y'all don't put it up. Yeah, that's why when I race people, I don't even play with them. I gotta give me a lock in. That's the only way I'm gonna do a race. Cause you ain't gonna tell me that we gonna race. I'm just gonna show up to the track. And that ain't what I do. When I go to the track, I got a time when I go to the track and I test. When I go on the days of the shows, oh, I'm going to race. I ain't going to the show to be doing no bunch of tests here. And we gonna race. Nah, we gonna lock it in. When we go to the show, what we doing? We putting on a show. We doing this. We doing
yeah,
this
on the show. On the show, you shouldn't be doing no testing no way. You should be ready.
That's like Batman show. That's like Batman event coming up. they got the you know it's gonna be 5 o'clock. Ain't no more tests. Ain't gonna be no more tests. It's at the 5 o'clock. I had a few people call me with that. What's up with that? What's up with that? Hell, the track gonna be open Friday. Get there Friday and make you some shakedowns so you can be ready Saturday. Man, you got people all over the world coming in trying to race. Ain't nobody trying to do a better thing. Fans out here, a lot of people out here don't even know they got fame. You know what I'm saying? And here you are running around in the coolest city, not having your shit together when you come to the track when it's time to do a show. Drudge racing time. Ain't nobody say, we opened up the track today. Batman having an event, Alley Cat having an event, you know, Tracy having an event, just a tune event. Hell no. Nah. I fucking say grudge race. You know?
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, grudge race. Bracket. You know, they had a class race. You know, the 580s and, you know, 5.0s and, you know, small tire, big tire shootouts and stuff like that. Them people don't make shakedowns. They shaking down to qualify. That's what they doing. So, and that's some type of form of a way of a grudge race too. In the same fashion, you know.
Yeah.
So, I just don't see it, man.
Nah, you get to the grudge race, you're supposed to be ready to go down, slap pack down on somebody's ass right then and there.
Off the trailer. Lock in that money. Well, we ain't going to sit here and keep on procrastinating. We came up on that hour. You know what I'm saying? I see the phone call. I see the line still full. Ain't nobody still want to talk, but we came up on that hour. Get ready to get on up out of here for this Wednesday. Appreciate everybody coming in for the round table. You know what I'm saying? Kicking with us today. See y'all boys next week. See y'all real close to this when these track times start to open up. We're going to see a whole lot of people, man. We'll see y'all later, man. Out for this.
Peace.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.